Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and the Interim Dean of the College of Business, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
You and I watch some of the same television programs that have to do with business activity in the stock market and so forth, and there are other news programs on cable and elsewhere where you have the experts come on and they opine on the economy.
The talking heads. And the thing that's frustrating to me is that you can take two economists, both with PhDs from, in fact, maybe even both Nobel Prizes, and one will tell you, well, the economy is doing just great, we're just zipping right along, and the other will say, no, it's in the ditch, it is horrible there.
What are the schools of thought within economics that might allow one person to say A and the other person to say B?
One is that if you look at different areas of the economy, for example, if you look at jobs, there are several indicators there. I think we as Americans maybe like to look at one number. And in something as complicated as jobs, you just can't do that. But you'll find others who look at the stock market and say, well, look how much the stock market has gone up, for example, since Trump became president. The first thing that I always say is that the stock market is not the economy, and the economy is not the stock market.
We were just talking before we turned the microphones here a little while ago, and one indicator of that is surprising how relatively few people or relatively low percentage of Americans are invested in the stock market, and therefore it really doesn't have much to do with their own lives.
Yeah, it is. In fact, even if you look at 401ks, slightly under half of Americans own any stocks.
So when we see the stock market way up, stock market way down, for more than half of the public, that really doesn't mean much.
Right. It does. They pay not very much attention because it really doesn't have relevance to them.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, and Dale is economics professor and interim dean of the College of Business. Now, you talked about the unemployment rate and the figures that exist on that, and it goes up and it goes down. The latest numbers in Texas seem to be pretty good. But what are some of the factors that come into play there when you hear a report of unemployment and whether the trend is good or the trend is bad?
Yeah, a thing which most people don't realize is that when the Labor Department puts out that figure, the unemployment rate, the number of persons or of hours that a person has to work to be considered employed is 1 hour. So if last month I was working 40 hours, this week I'm working 5 hours, it doesn't show up in the statistics. I'm still employed in both those. Another thing, that figure comes out, well, whether I've been unemployed for 6 weeks or for 56 weeks, again, it doesn't show differently in the statistics, though the impact is very, very different.
Mm-hmm. And some people at some point quit looking, and they're no longer included in the statistics at all.
That's right. The so-called discouraged worker, if I've been without a job, I look, and finally say, well, there are no jobs out here. I'm not going to look. Then I'm no longer statistically unemployed. So by any reasonable means, of course I am. That doesn't show up in the statistics.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just an average person watching the news and some of the talk shows, how do you sort this out?
What I think a person has to do is to look a little bit deeper, and you don't have to do a lot of research, but the first Friday of each month, the Labor Department comes out with their labor report. In addition to that one number, the percent there, they will give statistics in terms of the average length of the work week, average duration of the unemployment, what's happening to average hourly earnings, what's happening to the size of a labor force, that is, whether the rate went down because a lot of people simply quit looking, also a number of jobs created. So there are four or five metrics that a person needs to look at, and those really all do come out to that employment report.
I've noticed some of the reports on the Texas economy and the Texas employment picture. You will see that a report comes out that an extraordinary number of jobs were created in a given month, and yet the unemployment rate also went up in that month. So you have two things that seem to be conflicting, but they both seem to be true.
And all that has to happen there is that as the number of jobs picks up, if people think, well, maybe I could find one now and start looking, then that denominator or that labor force grows, and that mitigates the increase in number of jobs when we look at the percent.
Dale Funderburk is economics professor and interim dean of the College of Business at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.